This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. The World Health Organization is recommending Wednesday that children in sub-Saharan Africa and other regions on the continent with moderate to high malaria transmission receive a malaria vaccine. The vaccine proved effective in a pilot program in Ghana, Kenya, and Malawi that has reached more than 800,000 children since 2019. The WHO said malaria is a top killer of children in sub-Saharan Africa, causing the death of more than 260,000 children under the age of 5 every year. U.S. Republican and Democratic leaders edged back Wednesday from a standoff over lifting the nation's borrowing gap as Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell offered to allow an emergency extension into December. The offer came as Republicans were prepared to block a procedural vote in the Senate. But while an unprecedented and potentially catastrophic federal default would be averted, it also set the stage for a possible repeat battle in December. Los Angeles, California has approved one of the strictest vaccination mandates in the United States and will take effect early next month. The Los Angeles City Council enacted a sweeping measure that would require vaccines for everyone entering a bar or restaurant, nail salon, gym, or even a game of the NBA's Los Angeles Lakers. Supporters say it's a way of preventing more COVID-19 surges. As for the critics, they say the measure raises concerns about enforcement and will add to confusion due to a less sweeping vaccination mandate that's scheduled to go into effect next month in Los Angeles County. For more news, voanews.com. Via remote, this is VOA News. Healthcare giant Kaiser Permanente says it has placed more than 2,200 employees nationwide on unpaid leave for failing to get vaccinated against the coronavirus. The suspended employees make up a little more than 1% of Kaiser's workforce. Kaiser says the suspended employees have until December 1st to get vaccinated, and those who choose not to will be terminated. Kaiser, based in Oakland, California, announced the vaccination requirement on August 2nd. In September, President Joe Biden ordered companies with more than 100 employees to require vaccinations or weekly testing of COVID-19. The UN Secretary General told Ethiopia's government on Wednesday that it should show him any documents or evidence the country has to substantiate accusations related to the expulsion of 7 senior humanitarian officials from the country. In a rare and unusual public exchange, Antonio Guterres took to the floor of the UN Security Council after the Ethiopian ambassador leveled accusations against the staffers, including that they inflated the numbers of people in need of aid by 1 million and reported deaths that never happened. Guterres went on to say that he twice told Ethiopian Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed that if he had concerns about the lack of impartiality of UN staff, he should raise them directly with him so he could investigate. On September 30th, Ethiopia announced the 7 had 72 hours to leave the country, accusing them of meddling in internal affairs and diverting aid and telecommunications equipment to the Tigrayan People Liberation Front. The government has been fighting the TPLF in the north of the country for nearly a year. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said Wednesday that his talks this week with top French officials were very productive and could lead to new collaboration between Washington and Paris to contain China's military ventures in the Indo-Pacific region. While in Paris, Blinken met with French President Emmanuel Macron and his French counterpart in an effort to patch up strained ties between the longtime allies following a dispute about a security partnership among the United States, Britain, and Australia. Macron and U.S. President Joe Biden could announce joint projects when they talk later this month in Rome on the sidelines of the G20 meeting. The Biden administration last month announced a new security pact with Australia and Britain that angered Paris. Under the deal, Australia would get at least 8 nuclear-powered submarines, that is, built domestically using American technology. The agreement as Australia pulled out of the deal with France for diesel-electric submarines. Via remote, I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.